我们现在靠着圣灵帮助来学习道理，互相勉励。
At this point, we will continue our study of the Word of God to encourage all of us, and through the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们很清楚知道啊，这真教会是神在末世兴起的救恩。
We know that the true church is the passage of salvation for those in the end times.
要把这个全备的道理传到普天下。然后主耶稣要再临。
And the mission of the church is to spread the gospel to all corners of the world, and then Jesus will come again.
所以圣经里面的预言啊，相当多。
In the Bible, it's recorded many times.
说大卫那个倒塌的帐幕要重新建立起来。
That the root of David will spring up again.
他说我们今天乃是来到属灵的锡安山天上的耶路撒冷。
And so today we have come to the New Jerusalem, the Mount Zion.
尤其启示录啊，整个都是谈到末世的救恩。
The Book of Revelation talks about the salvation of the last days.
说世界要灭亡之前呢、啊，有一个大灾难。
And that before the last day of the world, there will be a great tribulation.
大灾难之前呢、啊，神会为人类预备一个救恩。
But before the great tribulation arises, God will prepare a way out, a salvation.
所以主耶稣手里啊拿着一个书卷呢、啊，是最后世界局势的预言。
And so in Jesus' hands lies a scroll talking about the prophecy of the last times.
他说把这个书卷一打开啊，第一个就是一匹白马出来。
And when the scroll was opened, the first thing to present itself was a white horse.
这个白马是指着神的教会。
The white horse represents the church of God.
因为骑在马上的是主耶稣，他称为诚信真实的。
Because the man riding upon the horse is Jesus Christ himself, who represents truth, salvation.
他说这个真教会要把道理传到普天下。
So in order for the true church to preach the gospel to all corners of the world,
要面对一个属灵的征战。
There will be a spiritual challenge to the church.
而且他要胜了又要胜。
And the church must gain the victory over this challenge in order to be victorious in that.
接着启示录第七章。
According to Revelation chapter 7.
就说有一个入出之地上来的天使。
There'll be an angel that appears.
他拿着永生神的印来盖神的众仆人的额头。
And the angel will have a seal who will stamp the seal of God upon all of those who do believe in God.
这个被盖印的就是神从万民当中所召集的属神的选民。
Those who have been stamped with the seal are those who have been called to believe in Jesus from all corners of the world.
他们头上都有神的印记。
And they will have the stamp of Jesus on their foreheads.
他们跟随羔羊走到任何地方。
And so they will follow the shepherd, the anointed sheep.
虽然这个世界将会有大灾难。
Even though the world will be facing a great tribulation.
但是这些被高的被盖印的这些十四万四千人都永远跟羔羊在一起。
The ones who have been stamped with the seal upon their foreheads will always be with the Lamb.
在那个灾难很大的时候，他们都可以站在那个玻璃海上面。
And despite tribulation, those stamped with the seal on their forehead will be at peace upon a glass sea.
也就是说在那个灾难的时候都有神的特别的保守跟眷顾。
In other words, despite the trouble and hardship in the rest of the world,
能够有个平安
those who have been stamped with the seal
宁静的生活
will stand firmly upon a glass and tranquil sea, living a life of peace.
所以这个教会慢慢建设会达到完全。
And so the true church in the last days will continue to grow and prosper.
像一个荣耀的圣城一样。
Just like a glorious city set on a hill.
这是圣经里面有关神的教会 未来的远景的一个描写。
These are the prophecies in the Bible recorded about the church of the last days.
那这个教会在建设的过程当中会面对很多的征战跟挑战。
But as the church is developing and prospering and growing, there will be much challenge to the church.
我们在教会成立100年来。
Over the course of our 100 or so year history of the Church of
Jesus Christ, 我们已经传遍了，大概传到了70个国家。
We thank the guidance of God. The gospel has been spread to over 70 nations.
现在有些地方的圣工还是相当活泼发展。
Some countries, the gospel is spreading rapidly.
像在中国大陆啊，每年洗礼的人啊，都超过10,000人。
For instance, in mainland China, the number of new people baptized into our church exceeds 10,000 every year.
在非洲的地方也是一样啊，一个国家传过一个国家。
This is also true in Africa, where our church gospel is spreading from nation to nation. And so, as a whole, our church is indeed growing.
但是有时候我们看到局部性啊，有些地方好像比较软弱。
But on the surface, it seems like other places are not experiencing such growth.
或者有些信徒啊，在灵性上啊，还不是很进步。
Or perhaps the members in a specific geographic location do not seem to be improving.
那所以有的人就开始怀疑说，这是真的神的教会吗
？And then people start having doubt in their mind, saying, "Is this really the true church of God?"
有的认为说，这个神的教会会不会像使徒时代的教会啊？慢慢的消失掉。
They wonder, is this church destined to gradually wane into nothing, just like the church of the apostles?
但是圣经很清楚告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us differently.
末世神的教会的根基啊，已经立定了。
Tells us that the roots, the foundation of the church of the last times have already been established.
这个教会一定会把福音传遍到普天下。
And that the church will indeed spread the gospel to all corners of the world.
一直到主耶稣再来。
Until the time that Jesus appears again.
所以到最后啊，说神的帐幕要实现在人间。
And Jesus will appear, God will appear again.
神要跟圣徒同在。
And God will dwell with mankind.
所以这个教会装饰整齐的，就好像一个新装饰的完美，而要等候丈夫的迎娶。
And so the church must prepare itself as a bride prepares herself for the arrival of the groom.
又像一个非常荣耀、充满着光明的一个圣城。
A church should be a glorious city that is prospering.
虽然整体的教会啊，会不断的进步完全。
And although the whole church will progress if you view it as a whole.
但是我们知道啊，所有的信徒啊，都要经过各样的考验。
But as we surmise, each and every one of us must be challenged and go through different crises.
要面对很多的征战跟挑战。
We must overcome many crises and challenges in our daily life.
所以保罗说啊，我们要进到神的国啊，要经过很多的艰难。
And so when Paul talks about entering the kingdom of God, he says that we must undergo much tribulation.
所以信徒会遇到苦难，这是命定的。
So it is our destiny as Christians to encounter trial and tribulation.
所以你们不要因为有一些苦难的试验临到，就以为是很稀奇。
And so do not be surprised at the temporary hardship that you are undergoing.
因为启示录第七章里面说啊，那些穿白衣服的人从哪里来？
Because Revelation chapter 7 answers where the saints in the white robes.
说他们就是经过大患难。
The saints in the white robes in Revelation chapter 7 are those who have undergone and passed through
the tribulation. 用羔羊的宝血把它洗洁净了。
They have been washed clean by the blood of the Lamb.
所以他们不再饥饿，不再干渴。
So they no longer hunger and they no longer thirst.
太阳炎热也没有办法伤害他们。
The heat of the sun cannot scorch them.
因为经过了各样的熬炼，他们已经成圣完全了。
For they have already become perfected through the blood of the Lamb.
这是我们教会在磨练当中最后所要达到的境界。
This is the ultimate goal of each and every one of us in this church.
但是主耶稣曾经有人问他说：“得救的人少吗？”
One time, someone came to Jesus, asked him, are the numbers of people to be saved, are they few?
主耶稣回答说,
Jesus answered him, you must strive to enter the kingdom of God. Because the kingdom of God will only be given to those who strive.
主耶稣说啊,
Trial and tribulation that we undergo today may not be of the physical, but rather we battle the spirits and principalities that can be unseen. Because Satan is unseen for the most part, and he is indeed our greatest enemy. So Jesus told his disciples and warned them that Satan wishes to overcome you.
当时啊，彼得说啊，我就是跟你一起去死啊，我也愿意，我不会不承认你的。
Peter at one point declared to Jesus, I will follow you to the death, I will never deny you.
主耶稣说啊， 今夜鸡叫以前，你要三次不认我。
Jesus sorrowfully answered him, well, tonight before the rooster crows three times.
彼得说啊，别人跌倒，但是我不会跌倒的。
Peter said, no, I will not. If all the other people fall away, I will never fall away.
没有想到，彼得就以为很刚强。
Peter thought himself strong and faithful.
结果在当天晚上啊，他真的三次不认主。
But that very night, he denied Jesus Christ three times.
啊，后来主耶稣看他，把他出去痛哭悔改。Upon
the third time, when the rooster crowed, Jesus turned and looked at Peter, and Peter recognized what he had done, went out and wept.
所以到他晚年的时候，
So when Peter was in his later years,
彼得说啊，这个撒旦真的好像吼叫的狮子啊，遍地游行。
He describes Satan as a roaring lion who lurks about, ready to devour anyone who he can. Because Peter himself experienced failure. And so Peter encouraged us to resist the doings of the devil. To use a firm and steadfast faith to resist the devil. Because this is the spiritual nature of our battle. So the Bible tells us that God has established the foundation of the church. And that the church will continue to grow and perfect itself until the day that Jesus comes.
但是有些信徒啊，因为不警醒，也会失败。
But there will be members of the church who do fail.
所以主耶稣说， 他是真的葡萄树，我们是树枝。
Jesus describes himself as the true vine, and we are the fruits of the vine.
有的枝子啊，因为枯干了，不结果啊，就把它剪掉了。
There are parts of the vine that do not bear fruit, and they will be cut off.
还有的啊，用那个草木禾秸啊，在建造工程的。
Some will try to build their house with feeble materials such as grass and weeds. When the fire of tribulation comes, that structure will be burned indeed. And then they will have nothing to show for their work. We have to understand the nature of our spiritual battle. All of us must be vigilant, alert, awake, always striving to progress in our spirituality.
所以今天想从圣经里面啊，来给我们学习一些啊例子。
So let's turn to examples in the Bible today.
我们来看启示录第二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2.
启示录二章第十二节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 12.
启示录二章十二节。
Revelation 2 verse 12.
说你要写信给别加摩教会的使者，说那有两刃利剑的说。 我知道你的居所就是由撒旦作为之事，当我忠心的见证人安提帕在你们中间撒旦所住的地方被杀之时，你还坚守我的名，没有拒绝我的道。14节 14. 然而有几件事我要责备你，因为在你那里有人服从了巴兰的教训。这个巴兰曾教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事。你那里也有人照样服从了尼哥拉一党人的教训。那这里讲到有一个教会叫做别加摩。
From verse 12 to verse 15 talks about a church in Pergamum.
啊，别加摩是这几个教会都是在小亚细亚，就是现在土耳其的地方。
These churches recorded in these couple chapters are all in Asia Minor, now known as Turkey.
是使徒时代末期的教会。
These were the apostolic churches.
啊，其实就是末世。神的教会的一些预表。
And these represent and foreshadow the churches of the latter days, today's church.
主耶稣对这个每个教会啊，他非常清楚。
And Jesus was very clear in his address to each and every one of these churches. He would praise their virtues.
他有什么样的缺点。
And he would criticize their shortcomings.
所以当他们的优点啊，主耶稣就称赞他们。
When he praised their virtues, he recognized them for what they were.
他们都软弱啊，主耶稣就叫他们要赶快悔改。
But he called out their weaknesses, their faults, and told them to repent and improve.
遭遇到审判。
Otherwise, they would be subject to judgment.
这个别加摩教会啊，说他们的地点啊是撒旦座位的地方。
Pergamum was described as the throne of Satan.
也就是说啊，这个别加摩的地区啊，他们拜偶像啊，非常的盛行。
Because Pergamum was a seat of idolatry, the city in
town. 城里面呢、啊，到处充满着偶像庙。
Everywhere you went in Pergamum, there were thrones and to the idols.
因为我们知道这个偶像啊，就是魔鬼迷惑人的工具。
Because we know that idolatry is a mechanism by which Satan deceives
God. 要夺取神的荣耀，啊，跟神作对。
To steal away the glory of God.And compete against God.
他说：“这个城里面呐，魔鬼的工作很厉害。”
And in this city of Pergamum, there was great idolatry because of the work of Satan.
到处有偶像的崇拜。
Everywhere you turned, there were idol worshippers.
另外这个城里面呐，他们还为罗马皇帝啊盖了一个庙。
Even, in fact, in that city, they created a temple worshiping the Roman emperor.
他们权力的象征。
Because this was what they had to.
所以他们每年的偶像的崇拜啊，变成他们重要的大事。
And became a great habit or ritual for that whole city tradition to worship.
啊，这个总督啊，他掌管那个生杀大权。总督啊，有权柄啊，可以杀害任何人。
Oh, and the Idol worshippers had the right to cause other people to have great harm, including death.
所以呢，有权柄啊，杀害那个不向凯撒跪拜的人。
The temple of worship for the emperor to Caesar, if they did not like you, they could kill you.
所以说啊，那个地方叫做有撒旦座位的地方。
And that's why this place was called a throne of Satan.
我们知道这个世界也是一样。
We know that this world today is very often like this.
圣经里面说啊，全世界都握在撒旦的手下。
The Bible tells us that the whole world is under the oppression of Satan.
因为人犯了罪以后啊，所以撒旦就在世界上做王。
Because after humankind sinned against God, Satan rules in this world.
啊，人在撒旦的权势之下，没有真正的自由。
And as being oppressed by Satan, we do not have true freedom.
除了我们看到说不自由的国度啊，撒旦这用各样的方法来逼迫啊，杀害 神的选民。
We can see that there are many places in this world where Satan indeed oppresses Christians and kills them.
啊，但是在住有的地区呀、啊。撒旦又利用各种敌神的思想。
In other countries where there is more freedom to worship whomever you choose to worship, Satan uses other
潮流啊来迷惑人。
Satan uses the temptation of sin.
所以越自由越开放，反而罪恶越大。
And so where there is more freedom and individual personal liberty, there sin abounds.
啊，真的，整个世界啊，就是撒旦作为的地方啊。
And so indeed, the whole world is under the control and oppression of Satan.
啊，但是这个别家某教会啊，他们也有一些优点。
Despite this trial in Pergamum, the church had its virtues.
从他们在受逼迫当中啊。不弃绝主的名。
In verse 13, Jesus praises them that you remain true to me.
没有离开神的道。
You have not departed from the truth.
当中他们有一个传道人叫做安提帕被杀了。
There was a preacher in Pergamum named Antipas who was put to death.
但是他们还是坚守信仰，不怕逼迫。
But despite this, they feared not and continued to worship God.
所以我们看到说，在历史上啊，很多的圣徒。
We can see many saints throughout the course of history.
他们面对这种有形的逼迫啊，他们勇敢不怕。
That despite threat of death, they still remain faithful to God.
好像但以理他有三个朋友。
For instance, Daniel had three friends.
王造了一个很大的金像。
The king has created a great graven image.
叫全国的大臣跟百姓。啊，听到乐器的声音都要下拜。
He commanded that all the people of the kingdom, when they heard the trumpet blow, they must bow down and worship.
啊，那这几个、啊、敬畏神的人呐、啊，他们无论怎样就不拜。
But these three friends of Daniel, they refused.
啊，人家就控告到王那里。
And so people reported them to the king.
王问他们说、啊：“你们真的不拜我的金像吗？”
The king asked them, "Do you really refuse to worship this image?"
我再给你们一个机会。
I'll give you another chance.
你们如果跪拜了，我就原谅你们。
If you kneel down and worship this idol of me, then I will forgive you.
如果再不拜的话，就马上把你们丢到烈火的窑里面去。
But if you refuse, then I will throw you into the furnace.
但是这三个人说，王啊，我们不必回答你。
These three friends of Daniel said, Lord, we don't
want to answer. 我们绝对不拜你的金像。
We refuse to worship your idol.
就是我们相信我们的神会把我们从烈火中救出来。
Because we are confident that our God will deliver us from this fiery furnace.
就是神没有把我们救出来，我们活活烧死，我们都不会拜你的金像。
Truthfully, even if our God does not deliver us, we will still refuse to worship the idols.
所以他们因为坚守信心的原则。
So they established this principle.Of their faith.
虽然被丢到火窑里面去呀、啊，说烈火没有办法伤害他们。
So the king did throw them into the fire.
反而坚持跟他们在这个烈火窑中在那边行走。
Rather, they saw a fourth person, an angel of God, walking around them, protecting them within the fire.
所以有些敬畏神的人在那种有形的破坏当中很勇敢啊，来胜过。
So despite the threat of death, many people have refused to depart from the faith.
啊，但是这个别加摩教会啊，虽然在逼迫当中，他们不怕。
So even though the church of Pergamum stood fast within in the face of tribulation,
但是很可惜呀、啊，他们就在这个真道上偏差了。
Unfortunately, they did stray from the truth, the complete truth.
因为这也是魔鬼的迷惑工作，就改变神的道。
Because this is one of the tricks of Satan to twist the words of God.
结果人在那个无形当中就受迷惑了。
And so human beings in their ignorance get tricked by Satan and then walk astray.
主耶稣说因为他们当中有人服从了巴兰的教训。
One of the problems was that there were people there who held to the teaching of Balaam.
教导人行奸淫拜偶像。
Who taught the Israelites to worship idols and eat food sacrificed to idols and commit sexual immorality.
我们如果从旧约圣经了解这个巴兰。
From the Old Testament, we can find more about Balaam.
说他其实不是一个先知，而是一个贪爱
Balaam was not really a prophet, but rather he was a greedy person. He lived in Mesopotamia.
他有一定的能力啊，说要跟人家祝福，就让人得福。And
he had this ability to bless people, and they would be blessed.
啊，要咒诅人，就让人呐受咒诅。And
when he cursed someone, that person would be cursed.
啊，当时的这个摩押王啊，看到以色列人群众这么多。
When the king of Moab saw that the Israelites were coming upon him, he was afraid. And so he invited Balaam to come to him. He asked Balaam, come and curse the Israelites for me. Balaam initially said, well, you got to wait. I will ask God and see if I'm permitted to.
其实神很清楚跟他讲说,这是我的百姓,你不可以去。
God answered him clearly, these are my people, the Israelites, and you must not go and curse them.
巴勒就派更多的使臣带给他更多的财物。
The king sent even more gifts and more bribes to persuade him.
结果他又动心了。
And so he did indeed change his mind.
他说,你们再等等啊,我问论神。He
said, wait again, I will ask my God.
神说,你要继续啊。God
said, okay, well, if you insist on going, go.
事实上啊,神不会说啊,视而又非的。God
really doesn't change his mind like that.
因为神的主意是,你不可以去,因为这是我的神明。Because
God's will is God's will. He said, you shall not go to curse my people, the Israelites.
但是这个巴兰啊,因为财物啊,动了他的心。
But Balaam was bribed in his heart because he was greedy.
所以他想要去。
And so he wanted to go.
神说,你要去啊。
And God said, well, you want to go? Go ahead.
结果他一去了以后啊,神就借着天使在路上来阻挡他。
On the way, God sent an angel to interrupt his journey.
连驴都开口来责备他。
Even the donkey that Balaam was riding upon opened his mouth to chastise him. But he still didn't know what he was doing.
结果他去了以后啊,连续四次来咒诅以色列人。
So he went to try to curse the Israelites.
神就把他的咒诅的话通通变成祝福的话。
But instead of cursing the Israelites, God changed his words into blessing.
因为真的没有邪术可以害神的选民了。
Because there's nothing that can truly harm the people of God.
因为神的选民有神的特别保守。
Because the people of God have the protection and providence of God, and no evil can befall them.
那这个巴兰大概很不甘愿得不到巴勒的赏赐。
Balaam must have been very disappointed that he did not receive the bribe that.
所以呢，后来啊，他就给摩押王出来一个计谋。
And so then he presented to the king of Moab.
他说：“你主要用摩押女子去引诱以色列，他们一定犯罪，他们一定失败。”
He used a different tactic to suggest to the king of Moab, "Why don't you use sexual immorality to entice the Israelites?"
啊，真的很多的以色列人就中计了。
And so the Moabite women did go and entice the Israelites. They would commit sexual immorality with the Moabite women. And they would participate in idol worshiping in participation with the Moabite women.
一下子就遭瘟疫死掉了24,000多人。
Because of the anger of God, he killed over 24,000 of these idolaters who had fallen to be enticed by the Moabites.
所以以色列人在过这个约旦河之前啊，结果死掉很多人。
So before the Israelites could enter the land of Canaan across the Jordan River, many Israelites had already died.
当然 这个巴兰本身跟他的家人也在战争当中被杀了。
Balaam and his household, his family, were cursed by God, and they actually perished in battle.
这里讲到这个别加摩教会有人服从了巴兰的教训。
In verse 14 of Revelation chapter 2, it says, people in the church of Pergamum held
to巴兰就是违逆混乱神的道。
This is straying from the truth of God and corrupting the word of God.
贪爱不义工价的假先知。
To love wages that you have not earned.
所以圣经里面说啊，也有一些不啊。 不义的工人呢、
The Bible tells us about workers who
are strayed from the truth.
为利的道 False prophets who will corrupt the word of God.
啊，到处勾引人入教啊，而且让人成为地狱之主。
Who go out into the world and persuade people to become the minions of Hades.
啊，这是别加摩教会啊，啊，他们受迷惑了。
This is the straying of the Church of Pergamum.
啊，另外说啊，他们当中啊，也有人。照样服从了尼哥拉一党人的教训。
Verse 15 also tells us that Pergamum had people who held to the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
啊，到底这个尼哥拉是谁啊？
Who is Nicholas?
啊，到底他的教训是什么
？And what was his teaching?
我们从《使徒行传》第六章里面看到，当时有个尼哥拉。
In Acts chapter 6, it talks about a Nicholas.
因为教会发展了，阿威要选一些工人。
Because the church had grown, they needed to select more designated workers.
他们选了七个来管理饭食。
And they designated 7 men to help and administer the food.
说其中有一个是进入犹太教的安提阿人。
And among these 7, there was a man who converted to Judaism, and he was from Antioch.
他叫做尼哥拉。
His name was Nicholas.
啊，所以他是被选的七个工人之一。
He was one of the 7 ministers chosen to minister the food.
他到底跟这个启示录的尼哥拉是不是同样一个人？圣经没有直接的根据。
We do not know if this Nicholas has anything to do with the Nicholas in Revelation chapter 2.
所以当然我们不能够说那个。第一《使徒行传》那个尼哥拉，啊，后来变质了，应该不能够这样讲，因为没有根据。
Cannot conclude conclusively or decisively whether this Nicholas in Acts was this Nicholas referred to at the Church of Pergamum.
不过我们从一些资料里面了解说，这个尼哥拉。他是一个好为所想要做徒的人。
But regardless, we know that Nicholas was someone who wanted to prop himself up.
而且在教会里面呢、啊，制造阶级。
And so he would try to play the politics and prove himself within the church.
他把这个信仰的标准把它放宽了。
What he did was he would teach his own teachings that were different from the church teaching. He would teach that eating food that had been worshipped to idols is okay.
你只要悔改就好了。
All you have to do is repent.
或者是你要出之前呢，先赶鬼。
Or you can eat food that's been worshipped to idols. All you have to do is cast out Satan.
他说犯奸淫没有关系。
He would preach that committing adultery is no problem.
主要受苦几天就好了。
You just need to repent for a few days.
或者是几次不要领圣餐。
Or just skip partaking of Holy Communion a few times.
但是我们知道说，这个都是跟圣经里面的道理都完全不一样的。
But we know that these teachings have nothing to do with the Bible.
这就是一种酵。
And this is the yeast that had permeated the dough.
会让教会啊俗化。
The yeast that would corrupt the dough.
所以主耶稣说啊，这个别加摩有人呐、啊。服从了尼哥拉一党的教训。
And so in Revelation 2, it says that there were people there who held to the teaching of
God. 改变了神的道。
Changing the word of God.
所以我们知道说，这个世界啊，都在撒旦的权势之下。
This world is being oppressed by Satan, who is the temporary king of the world.
人在这个撒旦之下不自由。
And under the oppression of Satan, human beings have no freedom.
而且撒旦借着各样的方法来迷惑人。
Satan will use all sorts of deviant tricks to trick human beings.
我们知道说啊，现在世界的道德越来越堕落。
We know that the world continues to regress and go into a state of decline.
因为这个是魔鬼在世界上啊作王。来统治这个世界。
That is because of doing of Satan.
所以很多世俗的观念呢、啊，已经离开神的标准太远了。
So many of the ways of the world has already departed from the way of God.
男女之间的关系非常的随便。
Human relations between man and woman have become very loose.
性的观念很开放。
All sorts of evil have prospered.
以前如果说、啊、一个。政府的一个官员、啊、如果说他有一些道德上的瑕疵、
For instance, if there were a government official who was caught in a crime,
啊, 那要被选啊, 根本是选不上的, 而且要辞职的,
there was no way that that official could continue in his post or be elected.
但是现在完全不一样啊,
but today, things are different.
啊, 有些啊, 同性恋的啦, 或者是在 婚姻道德上有瑕疵的, 他还是居在这个高位上, 而感到很光荣啊。
People who have come out of the closet to be homosexual, or those who have been caught in sex, marital infidelity, no problem, they could be elected officials.
以前的总统选举啊, 如果说他主张啊, 同性恋一定选不上的。
In the past, if there were a homosexual candidate to be president, there's no way that person could be elected.
但是现在啊, 主张同性恋的人啊, 反而能够得到高票。
But now, no matter, doesn't matter at all.
啊, 这个是整个 社会的道德啊,
this is how society has continued to decline.
另外这个宗教, 各种的属数的宗教啊, and, 充满着世界。
The mainstream Christian denominations have been permeated with the sinful ways of the world.
奇怪的宗教出现。
In fact, many denominations have appeared with
different teachings. 有个宗教的创办人, 人家跟他讲,
there was a a leader of one of these.
所以你的宗教根本就是旁门左道嘛， 也就是说你的你所创的这个教会根本就是很离谱的错误的教派。
Someone said to him, "Well, the teachings that you teach are really coming from the side, from the left."
他说我这个旁门也是门啦，左道也是道啊。
From the side door, side entrance, not the main door. And he said, "Well, the side door is a door still."
曾经有一段时间呢，这个 惠城啊，在市区的地方，他看到一个礼拜堂。
The Philadelphia Church was looking for a new church property, and they saw a facility in downtown.
啊，我们进去看。
And church members there were to visit.
啊，那是一个小小一个房间呢。
And there are many little small rooms within that building.
啊，说那个创办人呐，他本来是写科幻小说的。
The leader of that church was a Scientologist.
啊，结果他就说啊，我跟你打赌啊，我可以创办一个教派。
He said, "I can answer and debate you, and
而且可以很多人。
I can tell you that there are many people."
啊，结果他那个教会真的很奇怪，就是冥想嘛，啊，有点香在那边，啊，冥想。
Meditation.
They would go there and just meditate.
啊，弄一个小小的房间。
And that's why they would have these small rooms for you to go in and meditate.
哦，啊，结果他一些书籍啊。 啊，都用卖的, 这生意很好欸。
He read a lot of books, and he would sell them for a profit.
所以听说那个教派很有钱。
And so that church had a lot of money.
啊，但是啊, 你用圣经对照, 根本就是很离谱啊。
But if you compare their doings and their ways with the ways of the church,
因为我们知道说,
with the Bible, it's very different.
末日的时候，他又用尽各样方法来迷惑人。
So we can see how Satan uses various methods to deceive the people of the world.
所以我们虽然信徒啊住在这个世界，
and so although we believe in God, we still live in this world.
但是我们却要有出世的生活，离开世界的生活。
So as such, we must separate ourselves from the people of the world.
所以主耶稣在祷告的时候说啊，我不求你呀，啊将他们呐，啊叫他们离开世界。
So Jesus, when he prays, he says, "I do not wish for you to separate them physically from the people of the world."
主叫你呀，能够保守他们跟世界有所分别。
But to preserve themselves so that they can be separate from the world in a spiritual fashion.
能够借着真理呀，让他们能够得到成圣。
So through the word of God, the people of God can separate themselves from
righteousness.
So Revelation likens the world to a corrupt, sinful kingdom of Babylon.
但是罪恶很大。
Because although Babylon was a strong and great city,
结果在一夜当中，国家就亡掉了。
And overnight, it was destroyed by its enemies.
所以启示录说啊，这个罪恶的巴比伦也是一样，一天之间啊就会倾倒。
And so Revelation says the world is like the kingdom of Babylon, which will be destroyed overnight.
所以我们虽然住在这个世界当中。
So today, even though we live in this world,
但是我们要从世界出来。
We must come out from the world.
啊，要过分别为圣的生活。
And separate ourselves so that we can live a holy and righteous life.
我们才不会跟这个世界一起灭亡。
Then we will not be destroyed with the rest of the world.
啊，所以耶加摩是一个撒旦座位的地方。
So Pergamum was the throne of Satan.
我们要从这个世界啊，从撒旦的手下出来。
We must come out from beneath the throne of Satan.
啊，过圣洁的生活啊，啊，才不会跟他们一起有罪，一同灭亡。
To live a holy life so that we will not be destroyed with those who follow Satan.
我们先谈到这里，我们来唱诗。
Let's conclude here and sing hymn.
168首
168
168首
168